backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. To love, scratch for another sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to revoke a plea deal for three 9/11 alleged conspirators that would have spared them the death penalty. Vice President Kamala Harris picking up enough delegates during a roll call to win the Democratic nomination for president.
Vice President Harris has earned more than a majority of votes from all convention delegates and will be the nominee of the Democratic Party following the close of voting on Monday.
That's DNC Chair Jamie Harrison announcing the result. Police in Somalia say 32 people are dead and 63 others wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital of Mogadishu the night before. Authorities say one soldier was killed in the attack and the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, claiming responsibility. The U.S. military mobilizing a fighter jet squadron and keeping an aircraft carrier on hand in order to respond to any possible retaliatory strikes against Israel. This is ABC News. Days after Elon Musk announced SpaceX was leaving California for Texas, now another big company says it's doing the same. ABC's Alex Stone has a story from California.
After being founded in California and running its headquarters here for 145 years, Chevron is the latest company to say goodbye to the state for a move to Texas. Chevron has been in a battle with California after the state sued oil companies over global warming. Jim Wonderland with the Bay Area Council says this should be a wake-up call to California.
State leadership needs to take notice of this and acknowledge it and ask the hard question is, why do companies feel they're better off in Texas?
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A $4 billion settlement reached to settle lawsuits seeking damages from last year's deadly Maui wildfires. Governor Josh Green said in a statement that seven defendants will pay the $4 billion to compensate those who brought claims over those fires that killed 102 people. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for sunny conditions, very warm today, high of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog during the overnight, a low of 64. Sunday, as we wrap up your weekend, partly sunny, still very warm, with a chance of spotty storms by late afternoon, 87. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, 67. Back to the work week Monday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 81. Tuesday, we pull back to 76 degrees.
To the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Funny what the children say, skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Ain't kinda funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope, stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope.
That's classic Henson Cargill for your weekend wake up. Good morning, folks. Adam Hess with you. 68 degrees. Kind of a balmy start to your weekend. We're going to have some fun nonetheless, including Sonny James.
Gentle breezes, strong Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and back from San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. Yeah, speed travel, my head to Salma Town, but no local yoke are gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar can. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand. Pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
To play with, go and find. Are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learn and train to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farmer today with Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service. Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hass. While the Milwaukee Brewers didn't make any major splashes at the trade deadline, they did fortify their rotation in part by bringing in veteran righty Frankie Montas, who became the 17th pitcher to start a game for the Crew when he made his team debut last night at Nationals Park. 17, that's the most in the majors this season, and it matches the franchise record set by the 1969 Seattle Pilots, who were far from first place by this point in that season. Montas gave the Brewers exactly what they expected, and the offense provided plenty of support as Milwaukee's newest addition earned the win in their 8-3 victory over the Nationals. Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins both provided two-run hits from the number 9 spot in the order, and William Contreras provided some cushion with a long home run in the 7th as Milwaukee began August on a high note with an 8-3 win over the Nationals last evening in D.C. Other National League finals, it was the Cubs doubling up on St. Louis 6-3. San Fran blanked Cincinnati 3-0 as Blake Snell pitched his first career no-hitter last night, striking out 10 as the Giants beat the Reds 3-0. The reigning NL Cy Young Award winner walked 3 and threw 114 pitches, 78 for strikes, in his first complete game in 202 major league starts. The 31-year-old Snell recorded the 18th no-hitter in Giants franchise history and the third in the majors this season. Casey Schmidt and Tyler Fitzgerald homered for the Giants. Atlanta beat Miami 5-3, Arizona 9-8 over Pittsburgh, Colorado a 5-2 win against San Diego. American League Finals, KC 9-2 over Detroit. It was Cleveland with a win over Baltimore 8-4. Toronto 8, the Yankees 5. Minnesota topping the Chi Sox 10-2. Houston a 3-2 win over Tampa Bay. And Boston 11, Texas 6. Three games from the interleague schedule last night. Oakland 6-5 over the Dodgers. Seattle a 10-2 thumping of Philadelphia. And the Mets over the Angels 5-1. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM. MeTV.
To my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. First First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Ken folks said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie star. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
Jed and Granny Ellie Mae and Jethro. And who could forget Miss Jane? Good times as we talk about the Beverly Hillbillies. 529, we're working through your weekend wake-up. We're at 67.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blue. Talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do. I love you if you want to. Third rate romance, low rent car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
And he said, yes, I have, but only a time or two.
It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there. Like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
That's a classic twin spin from Randy Travis. We heard Gone Too Long and Digging Up Bones, all part of your Saturday morning wake-up. Looking for a high today in the upper 80s. We have clear skies and we're at 67.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to others. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. This message has been sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Runaway train.
2004, that's a release by Julie Roberts and The Chance. Here's one for Zoggy today.
Shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world, it's a skimpity doodah day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Good morning, morning, hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. Fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Zoggy, that's your Donna Fargo fix for your Saturday rehab right, my friend. Speaking of friends, we have some in Mesa, the greater Denver area, Kentucky checking in, and Ohio as well today on the old Facebook app. There's Blackhawk.
Hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. Haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never volunteers. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. She should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. And
heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation, something you've tried to explain. And darling, it's I love you so, that's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey, you're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be home.
Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
USDA's next round of production estimates could have some slight changes for the USDA's 2024 corn and soybean acreage numbers. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that at least in this round of numbers, he and Allendale are expecting some minor changes to U.S. corn and soybean acreage totals.
You know, for ours, we'll probably start out with a relatively light acreage cut for corn and soybeans. It might probably will be, I'm going to say, in that 400 to 800,000 acre range for both crops. There are some arguments here maybe for soybeans as much as a 2 million acre change, because in these times of plantings, it usually does impact the soybean argument a little more than corn. So we'll start out low. Probably won't change the balance sheet much, but we certainly have a bit of openness to the fact that these numbers could change in these few weeks ahead here.
And Nelson says at least this month, the changes on the global side of the ledger could be fairly minimal as well.
And global-wise, probably not. You know, the wheat side, I think USDA's probably got their Russia wheat production number relatively firm right now, and we do have crop losses, but not to the extent that we thought perhaps 3 or 4 weeks ago. For the corn and soybean side, we would suggest USDA is still going to be playing with this argument of maybe minor adjustments to Brazil and Argentina, but probably not a market-moving issue. I'd really probably focus more on the world side of really what are they going to do with the new crop soybean export number, especially the fact we're still running with some resistance with Chinese buyers at this point. Brazil still has us beat, even for our new crop pricing, which is a surprise here. Historically. So I think that's a question for us. What will USDA do not just for yields and acreage, but probably for soybeans specifically, the discussion on Chinese buying here?
This next round of USDA supply, demand, and production numbers is out on Monday, August 12th at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. And the USDA did confirm earlier in the week that it will be taking another look at some previously reported survey data for U.S. corn and soybean acreage, along with several other crops, in addition to information from the Risk Management Agency and Farm Service Agency. There could be more changes in September and October as well. Now for much more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was light direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Southern live deals were marked at mostly $188, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was at mostly $310. That was also $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says the week's heat likely played a factor into the pullback in business around Missouri sale barns.
Most of those cattle this week, probably $2 to $5 lower. On the steer side, we had a pretty good load of 518-pound steers that brought 347, the average for those light five weights in the state this week at 328. Had a full load of 628-pound steers that brought 309. A load of 711-pound steers, 294.75, with the average on those light seven-weight steers at 281. And then a load of 814-pound steers brought 265.50 this week. On the heifer side, there was several pretty good-sized drafts of heifers that came to the market this week, early in the week again. We had two full loads of very light six-weights just breaking into the sixes. Now, they were tagged as thin, but they went to the feedlot at 309.10. Some light sevens this week had about four loads at Kingsville that brought 267.25 and 267.50. The average on those this week at 262. Now, there was one load of thin, really fancy heifers, 724 pounds that brought 278, which that's a pretty impressive price.
He says the Missouri hay market's been weak, and that's because there are ample supplies available.
Guys out there cutting second cutting of grass hay, which is just unheard of in July and August in the state of Missouri. I mean, that just doesn't happen, but guys are out there cutting some more hay and really building those inventories, and we've had a lot of listings for hay show up the last week and a half.
And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady and feeder pigs were $2 per head higher. Demand was good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $37.91, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $46.41. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away,
brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Pride Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO.